Into the Woods opened on Valentine's Day. It's a curious story with several fairy tales all weaved together into one. Woodlawn Theater Program Director Christopher Rodriguez gives the rundown.
Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, and a few other cameos from some other fairy tale favorites.
How does that work that they run together like that?
Sondheim actually created some new characters for the show called the Baker and his wife, and their story kind of ties everyone together.
Sondheim is, of course, Broadway's prolific Stephen Sondheim. Into the Woods has been called a fractured fairy tale musical.
Yes, Act One kind of deals with the traditional Grimm fairy tales. It's not the classic Disney stories, the more dark take on the original fairy tales. And Act One kind of gets us all the way up to their happily ever after. And then Act Two brings us to what happens after Happily Ever After.
The music is played live, right there.
We do have a live orchestra that's in front of the stage for this. We have about 8 people in the orchestra. The show's very musical heavy, and the actors do a really good job at bringing the characters alive with the amount of music that's in the production.
Although fairy tale characters abound, it's not really for the youngest.
We're kind of billing it as a PG-13 musical.
Into the Woods runs Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, then Sundays at 3 through March 16th. There are variations, including a Woodlawn Theater Youth Program production of the same play. For more on this and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.